I'll never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear the day I read a book.
Welcome. Volumes of Value presents insightful reviews of nonfiction books. Expand your horizon with our select list of books which impact society. This episode reviews Plunkett of Tammany Hall, subtitled A Series of Very Plain Talks on Very Practical Politics, delivered by ex-Senator George Washington Plunkett, the Tammany philosopher, from his rostrum, the New York County Courthouse Boot Black Stand, by William L. Riordan. Riordan is R-I-O-R-D-A-N. Published 1905. Download available at archive.org. archive.org. About the author. George Washington Plunkett, born 1842, died 1924, was an American politician from New York State who served in both houses of the New York State Legislature. He was a leader of the Tammany Hall political organization. Tammany Hall, also known as the Society of St. Tammany, the Sons of St. Tammany, or the Columbian Order, was a New York City political organization founded in 1786 and incorporated 1789 as the Tammany Society. It became a main local political machine of the Democratic Party and played a major role in controlling New York City and New York State politics and helping immigrants, mostly the Irish, rise in American politics from the 1790s to the 1960s. It typically controlled Democratic Party nominations and political patronage in Manhattan after the mayoral victory of Fernando Wood in 1854 and used its patronage resources to build a loyal, well-rewarded core of district and precinct leaders. After 1850, the great majority were Irish Catholics. Democratic machines flourished in each of the boroughs, with Tammany Hall in Manhattan the most prominent. From 1902 until his death in 1924, Charles Francis Murphy was Tammany's boss. Murphy wanted to clean up Tammany's image, and he sponsored progressive-era reforms benefiting the working class through his two protégés, Governor Al Smith and Robert F. Wagner. Ed Flynn, a protégé of Ed Murphy, who became the boss in the Bronx, said Murphy always advised that politicians should have nothing to do with gambling or prostitution and should steer clear of involvement with the police department and the school system. About the book. The book's contents contain 23 chapters plus introduction by Peter Quinn, preface by William L. Riordan, and tribute by Charles F. Murphy. From the introduction, quote, Plunkett is compellingly honest about the true lore of politics. First and foremost, the desire to hold and wield power, and about the rewards those who take up such a calling might expect. According to Plunkett, quote, when a man works in politics, he should get something out of it, end quote. In the book, he describes the difference between dishonest and honest graft. For dishonest graft, one works solely for one's own interests. For honest graft, one pursues at the same time the interests of one's party, state, and person. He made most of his money through the purchase of land that he knew would be needed for public projects. This was honest graft. Dishonest graft would be buying land and then using influence to have a project built on it. He explained, quote, I get nothing at a bargain but a big piece of swamp, but I took it fast enough and held on to it. What turned out was just what I counted on. They couldn't make the park complete without Plunkett's swamp, and they had to pay a good price for it. Anything dishonest in that? I seen my opportunities and I took them. End quote. From the preface. Their absolute frankness and vigorous unconventionality of thought and expression charmed me. Plunkett said right out what all political politicians think but are afraid to say. End quote. Some of the book's chapter titles are 1. Honest Graft and Dishonest Graft. 2. How to Become a Statesman. 3. The Curse of Civil Service Reform. Further on, Reciprocity and Patronage. On Municipal Ownership. Tammany, the Only Lasting Democracy. Plunkett's Fondest Dream. Tammany's Patriotism. On the Use of Money in Politics. Bosses Preserve the Nation. Strenuous Life of the Tammany District Leader. Endorsements. This book's popularity is demonstrated in the fact that its Amazon rank is number 115 in the category State and Local Government. Customer reviews rated an average of 4.2 out of 5 stars. Please like, share, and follow, subscribe to Volumes of Value.